Respiratory illnesses are getting better, but are still around in the Northwest. The Northwestern Health Unit's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kit Young-hoon, said November was particularly bad and respiratory illnesses including influenza, COVID-19 and RSV are continuing to circulate across the region. The good news is that it's improving, she said during a media briefing on Monday. The bad news is that it's still there and it's not low enough for us to describe it as low. It's still moderate levels to high levels depending on the part of the region. She said while emergency room visits have improved, respiratory illnesses continue to have a notable impact on them, hospitalizations and pediatric ICU, she said. Young-hoon said there are actions people can consider taking to keep others from getting sick over the holidays. As we tend to gather indoors with others, I urge everyone to stay home when unwell, even if that means missing out on a gathering, often at holiday gatherings, she said. There are many generations present. If someone attends while unwell, it can pose significant risk, especially to elderly people and children under 5. She said the health unit continues to recommend socializing outdoors when the weather allows and masking in indoor public spaces over the holidays. We're still within the winter season when respiratory viruses tend to circulate, she said. Young-hoon said vaccination helps to prevent serious illness. So if you have not yet received a COVID-19 booster dose this fall or your influenza shot, I urge you to do so to protect yourself, your loved ones and our local healthcare settings, she said. Young-hoon said it's really important for people to get their booster dose for COVID-19. She said what they've observed historically over the past couple of years is that surges in COVID-19 occurs every 3 months or so and the last surge was around October and November. There'll likely be another surge, in the upcoming months, and it's therefore important for people to get their bivalent booster, if they have not done so as yet, she said. From a public health agency standpoint, Young-hoon said other than trying to raise awareness and trying to encourage people to get vaccinated, she's not sure there's much else they can do. I am hopeful that people are hearing this message and that they're understanding that the COVID-19 is not going away and that the booster dose likely will help them in any future surge, she said. At her final media briefing of the year, Young-hoon said the last couple of years haven't been easy. She recognized the public for their tremendous effort to ensure they're doing all they can to protect themselves and others. I'm honored to live in a region where residents genuinely care about each other and do the right thing not only for themselves, but for their neighbors, she said. This includes getting vaccinated, following public health recommendations and showing kindness to others. She also said she was filled with pride in the health unit staff who have gone above and beyond in a year of significant change. Things aren't back to normal yet, she said. But, we are much further ahead than we were a year ago.